You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Mississippi mom brings her three children home after school. A few minutes later, they hear banging on the front door. Outside is Stephen Goss, armed with a knife. When he sees people inside, he tries to break through the front door. The mom grabs a gun and hides with her children in a closet. Goss then rams his truck through a wall to get inside. When he flings open the closet door, mom shoots him in the arm and he runs away.
Nancy, we're now learning that Goss lived next door to the family and was seeking revenge for a previous incident. Months earlier, the family called police when Goss fired a gun in the air and he was charged with being a felon in possession of a gun. Goss was free on bail at the time of the attack. It's unclear how, but the father learned what was happening and called 911 from work, giving officers Goss's description and his vehicle. When cops caught up with Goss, he ran into a grocery store where he was apprehended and taken to the hospital for his gunshot wound.
Stephen Goss, 42, charged with burglary and four counts, attempted murder. Demarcus Davis, 20, wears shackles in the back of a jail van when he's transported to a different jail in Shelby County, Tennessee. In the middle of the drive, he makes a break for it, hopping out of the car and taking off on foot. But he doesn't make it far. A winter storm with snow and temperatures in the 20s makes him rethink the great escape. After 45 minutes out in the elements, he flags down a passing driver and asks them to call police to pick him up. That gives a whole new meaning to two hots and a cop. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two individuals have been found guilty by a federal jury in South Dakota on charges connected to the kidnapping of an FBI employee in 2022. According to our friends at the Rapid City Journal, 29-year-old David Morales and 25-year-old Juan Alvarez Soto were found guilty by a Rapid City jury of kidnapping, carjacking, and other offenses. Alvarez Soto, an El Salvadoran national, was also found guilty of breaking the law by re-entering the country after being expelled from the U.S. Dates for sentencing are pending. The maximum sentence for both men would be life behind bars. Prosecutors say that on May 5, 2022, the two men and 29-year-old Carla Lopez Gutierrez, a third suspect, left Greeley, Colorado and traveled to South Dakota in a Ford Expedition as part of a drug trafficking trip. At one point, a South Dakota trooper pursued the expedition before the three managed to escape. Lopez Gutierrez stated that when Morales was almost out of gas at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, he told the others they had to take over a new vehicle. Soon after, the FBI employee saw the expedition and pulled to the side of the road, thinking a tribal officer was behind the wheel. Prosecutors alleged that the suspects commandeered the FBI man's Durango, forcing the man at gunpoint to ride with them. The victim managed to get away when the group made a stop in the South Dakota town of Hermosa to buy gas and zip ties. A week later, Morales and Alvarez Soto were taken into custody in Greeley. In August 2022, Lopez Gutierrez was arrested in Loveland, California. In August, she entered a guilty plea. A felon from Montana previously found guilty of killing eagles and selling their parts on the black market has now been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for related gun violations. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
After entering a guilty plea in September to being a felon in possession of a weapon, 60-year-old Harvey Huggs has now been sentenced by U.S. District Judge Susan Waters in Billings. Prosecutors claim that over the course of more than a year, the hardened Montana man shot federally protected eagles with the firearms and then profited from selling parts of the birds to an informant. Court filings state that during a search of Huggs' residence and vehicles in 2021, eagle parts, two firearms, and ammo were discovered. The U.S. Attorney's Office reported that investigators had found pieces of 21 distinct eagles. Huggs was found guilty by a jury of trafficking in the feathers, wings, and tails of golden eagles in violation of the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. He was sentenced last June to 3 years in federal prison in Rapid City, South Dakota.
According to court documents, Huggs' two sentences will be served concurrently.
Thanks, John. Sarah Merrill gets up to make coffee and omelets before her daughter Ella has to go to school. Merrill goes to wake up the 14-year-old girl and finds her gone with a note from the daughter saying, "I love you." Many of the girl's belongings are missing, including clothes, makeup, and all her devices. Merrill cannot get a hold of Ella, so she turns to Ella's friends, who also have not heard from her. After some pressing, one of the friends confesses Ella had been talking to a man online and could be with him. Merrill immediately calls Mount Vernon, Washington, PD, and reports her daughter missing. Cops think Ella was wearing a black hoodie, multicolored PJ pants, and black Nike Air Force shoes when she leaves home, but they have no leads on her whereabouts. Ella Jones, 14, now missing a month. If you have info on Ella Jones, call Skagit County, Washington State Dispatch, 360-428-3211. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.